Convo Knots, lend me your ears. We are at the United Foods of America, going over each state's special foods. Definitely a great one this time around. Going over good old New Hampshire. And we're doing it with good buddy of the pod, Joel. And we're going over things, you know, hamp here, hamp there, it's Hampshire. But anyway, United Foods of America, formerly known as One of a Kinds, like I said, going over everything culinarily that makes New Hampshire absolutely wonderful. And so stay tuned after a word from the sponsor. Welcome to Culinary Convo. I am your host, Devin Ream. The coffee is poured and your spot at the table is open. I've got my mise en place, and if your mind is open, let us begin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Culinary Convo's United Foods of America, formerly known as One of a Kinds. We are in New Hampshire today with the good buddy of the pod, Joel.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. What do you know about New Hampshire? Anything?
It's up north.
Yeah.
I don't know
I
much.
Agree. That's about it.
I don't know. It gets cold there during the winter.
They have farms and stuff. I know that.
Yes. Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
And land. Yeah. They look like Vermont, but upside down. I remember that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, other than that, no. I don't know. I don't know nothing about.
Yeah, I don't know much either. Sure. Like, I don't even know why the name, like how they got their name. I didn't Google it. I didn't care to. But I mean, that sounds mean, but I'm just, like, I've always wondered, like, why, like, New York made sense. There was a place, like, where in Britain is Hampshire, I guess. And this is New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah. I don't. Anyway, we're going to talk about their food.
Yeah. I love food.
Yeah. So the first one up here, onlyinyourstate.com, with New Hampshire mouthwatering foods. Number 10 was chocolate mice. And these things are cute as a button.
What? The chocolate mice.
Yeah, chocolate mice.
Like the computer mice?
Look at them. They're just, it just looks like a little mound, and it's got little ears, and it's got the eyes, and a little nose. Yeah.
Never seen one before.
Yeah, I haven't either. New Hampshire is famous for L.A. Burdick, the Walpole chocolatier, who makes these adorable and tasty little treats. And from my understanding, there have been copycats, but they can be filled with marshmallow fluff, chocolate, so like a fudge center,
yeah,
and then strawberry center.
Yum.
Yes. And caramel, I believe. And then number 9 on their list is fried lake bass, which is very familiar to me and you, because that's like,
yeah,
we're in the fishing capital of America in Springfield there. But yeah, New Hampshire residents also love to fish, and they eat their catch by frying it, putting it on a tiny plate with a fork. Yay. I mean, isn't that wonderful?
I like fish just fine.
Yeah. Do you like bass specifically?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. That's good. You know.
Only thing I don't like eating, like, fish-wise is tilapia. Because if you get tilapia, like, it comes from a farm, pretty much.
Yeah.
If you're buying it, it's coming from a farm. And that's just, they're not good. Don't eat those, folks. It's not, no bueno. The water's not clear, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's some fish that can be farmed in large areas and be okay. I know salmon is not one of them.
No.
And then, I guess, tilapia as well. I'm not sure.
Tilapia is okay if you like eating poop.
Ooh.
It's like literally like septic water, though. It's nasty.
Right. I was going to say, I've seen some clips where they have the, what is it, sea lice or whatever. And it, yeah, that's bad. That's not good. Yeah. But not this lake bass. Huh? Look at it. It even looks like a little fish. The little picture of it. It's a little fish. And it's fried. So it'll be good.
It looks lonely on the plate.
Like I said, they like it on tiny plates with a fork. And that's it. No water. No napkins.
There's nothing.
Nope.
Just hey, fried bass.
Yeah. You want some fried bass, Ted? Yeah. Here you go. Here you go.
Nothing else.
Bud. And then also very popular in New Hampshire, mead. That's right.
I love mead.
Yeah. Moonlight Meadery with the Meadow Foam. A natural mead. Everyone loves a good glass of wine, but this is New Hampshire's own unique take, made from honey rather than grapes. Because if grapes grow in New Hampshire, they would make wine and it would have an accent.
Yes. Wine.
Wine.
Sounds a little bit like Wario.
I know, a little bit, yeah. And then this next one here, apparently, and this is like, I guess, like in my head when I read this, I just thought, yeah, of course it is. yogurt is a big thing in New Hampshire. Yogurt may not be the first food that springs to mind when you think of New Hampshire, but popular Stonyfield yogurt is based right here in Londonderry.
That stuff's good.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard good things. I've never had it. I've had yogurt, but not Stonyfield.
Stonyfield yogurt.
Yeah, it's a very popular brand. And then
I think they're one of the ones that has like a higher fat content. It's not like much higher than like Yoplait and all those other ones, but it's a little bit higher, so it's one of the preferred ones that I go to.
Yeah, it's a big girl yogurt. That's what that is.
No, it's just like the fat is like, that's the flavor.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's when you make like a low-fat yogurt, they supplement the flavors with sugars.
Sugar, yeah. And then it's just, and it's sweet, and it tastes okay, but it doesn't taste satisfying.
No.
This is satisfying.
It looks satisfying.
It does. It's got the granola in there. Like, yeah. It looks good.
It's real good.
And then number three, one of my favorites, spiked cider.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of the country seems to have caught on to the hard cider train, but New Hampshire residents have long loved warm apple cider with rum and cinnamon on a cold November night. They just sit around going, we ain't mean.
That's exactly right. We ain't Maine.
Yep, we ain't Maine. And then they drink. Yep.
Wouldn't they say we aren't Maine? Isn't ain't part of our stuff? I don't know.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's more hillbilly. Yeah, New Hampshire would be like, we aren't Maine.
We aren't Maine.
Like, yeah.
What am I doing? Cockney accent? Yeah, we aren't Maine.
Yeah. We aren't Maine. Yeah. Australian, maybe. I don't know. We'll say New Zealand because nobody can do a New Zealand accent.
Gnar.
Not well. Yeah, gnar. Oh, gnar.
Our gnar.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, the next one here, thetravel.com talked about what is New Hampshire's state food. And I think that New Hampshire state food, the way they describe this, it's kind of spot on. It says, so what is the official state food of New Hampshire? According to news from New Hampshire and NPR, the official state food of New Hampshire is only classified as boiled dinner.
Okay.
This quite literally could encompass anything from boiled potatoes and meat to seafood that's been boiled until...
This feels like it's cheating.
It is kind of cheating, yeah. It's not very descriptive, and in full truth, it's not a very accurate portrayal of the foods that visitors have access to once they cross the state line. Yet NPR and news from New Hampshire were like, oh no, it's boiled dinner.
That's dumb. Yeah. Like, you go, you know, to other places, and it's like, oh yeah, no, we do this food really well. Peaches in Georgia, and you know, blah, 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 blah. But it's like... No, anything boiled, if you get to New Hampshire, that's ours.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, is it kind of like Maine where I can get a lobster roll? They're like, well, you can.
Or, but it's got to be boiled. Right.
But you need a pot of water first. Yeah. You're like, what?
You don't have a pot of water. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Yeah. You're in New Hampshire now.
Why are we doing New York accents?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But New Hampshire is landlocked, with the exception of a line of cities and towns from Portsmouth to Seabrook, thus influencing the cuisine even more so with the addition of fresh seafood. Which I was going to say, they said landlocked. I'm like, it touches the ocean. Like, I know it does.
Isn't it just like a little sliver of it, though?
It is. It's tiny. It's like they were saying, it's only like a few towns. And however, this still doesn't account for the rest of the state. And so they say the other state food is venison. Hunting is a pastime. I like that answer
way better.
Yeah, that's like a way better answer than... even then, you can boil venison. Yeah.
No.
Let's boil the gaminess in it. Hunting is a pastime that's equally as popular as fishing in New Hampshire, just like every other Midwestern state, which makes venison a high commodity. While it's not found in every restaurant, there are places that offer it on the menu in one form or the other. If nothing else, it's likely something that will be served in the homes of those who live in the more rural parts of the state, a.k.a. New Hampshire. Because I don't know any large city in New Hampshire. Do you?
No.
Moving on, we've got Food Network. Yeah. We got Food Network's strip of Good Eats, wherever you can find it, the Best Food in America series, which is a great series. I make fun of it because it's Food Network. They're a good punching bag. I'm punching up. They have so much budget that you would figure, I don't know. But they do have some good articles here. This one, Lobster Pound. And this whole tray, it could take me on a date. It could do it. I would let it. I'd be like, I'm sorry, Kaylee, I have to do this.
I have to go. They're going to give me a ring. They're finally going to seal the deal.
I'm not going to be alone anymore. Yeah, the New Hampshire seafood shack scene is not to be missed. Typically, you'll find rows of picnic tables in a large room with diners up to their elbows and lobster shells, steamers, drawn butter. I know, it's very nasty. With an occasional stray French fry. A stray French fry? Just put it on my plate, please. That's all I want. Lobsters pulled from a tank and dunked into a steaming iron cauldron, salted water can be the main choice, but steamers and fries make it a meal. Enjoy some of the best there is at the casual, cash-only Brown's Lobster Pound in Seabrook.
Okay, you go on to the next one. You can freak out all you want, folks. Here we finally are. This is Devon State. It must be.
Pancakes. We've got it, folks. New Hampshire is known for their...
It's pancakes.
Pancakes. It stands to reason that a state with a serious maple syrup operation... put a high priority on pancakes. With views of the White Mountains and preserved historic properties, including the home of Robert Frost, the town of Sugar Hill holds Polly's Pancake Parlor. Try the whole grain pancakes, which are made from freshly milled flours and served with the house maple syrup. Diners can mix batters, plain, whole wheat, even buckwheat. And additions, including coconut, ginger, and, of course, blueberries, for endless combinations with only three ingredients. Your server makes the cakes and delivers them in two rounds to make sure they're piping hot.
Okay, don't read it so erotically. And also, what is this, a commercial for New Hampshire?
No. It's just...
No.
It's pancakes. I read it like I normally would for other foods. Just not waffles.
Okay, yeah. You said that you could take the lobster pound. The lobster pound could take you out on a date, but you're cheating on it with Polly's Pancake Parlor.
The lobster's just like, and I'm like at the parlor and I'm just like stuffing pancakes into my face. And I'm just like, sorry, lobster pound.
Why didn't they make a lobster pancake out of those endless combinations? That's disgusting. Are you kidding? No. Lobster pancake?
I'm sorry. I might have to stop this recording.
That's nasty.
Oh, man. Just, lobster. And a pan. Oh,
man. You're ridiculous. You should be fired.
Yeah, I might be after this show. Wild Game is the next one here. The Great North Woods region of the state is a hunter's paradise. Really? Those who prefer not to bag their own moose can head to Rainbow Grill and Tavern at Tall Limber Lodge in Pittsburgh. That's right, they have a Pittsburgh in New Hampshire. This cozy restaurant, miles from the Canadian border, offers game as a daily special. Choices can range from elk, bison, and venison, each uniquely and masterfully prepared for a taste of the wild on a hot plate.
Go there. That would be cool.
That'd be very good. I would love to get like an elk. Elk is delicious. It is super good. The next one here, apple wine. That's right. They make apple wine. So it's not a cider. It's a wine. Yeah. The folks at Hermit Woods Winery in Meredith wanted to make wine from what grows in the Granite State. The answers was fruit. That seems wrong. Especially apples. The rest is history. They now specialize in fruit wines styled like grape wines. Their sparkling harvest apple wine is made from heirloom varieties from Apple Hill Orchard, harvested at their peak and bottled with a light effervescence.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd be down to try that. Sounds good.
It does. I was going to say, I love like cider, hard cider, you know, what have you. I would think a wine, it would just have like maybe a more like dry note at the end, and I could live with that. That'd be great. And then quickly here, not all food. Through stateofdinner.com, they talk about famous food from New Hampshire, but they had these New Hampshire state facts. That's right. New Hampshire was the 9th state in the U.S., so part of the original 13 colonies. Getting colonied. In 1797, Levi Hutchins invented the first alarm clock in Concord, New Hampshire, and ruined everyone's lives.
That's exactly what I was just thinking. He completely ruined it for us.
Yeah.
I hate alarm clocks. I hate the idea of having to wake up at a certain time of day. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so everyone...
If I could go back in time, now I know where to go. I'd go to 1797 and I'll kill Levi Hutchins.
Yep. Don't know if there is a specific P.O. box, but there is a P.O. box somewhere in New Hampshire, and we're all going to write hate mail to Levi Hutchins or just the Hutchins family. I think that you guys may, I mean, if you're still making alarm clocks, I will be upset.
I would be. I dislike them already. I'm going to find out.
I am not a fan.
Who's the heir to the Hutchins misfortune soon to be?
Yeah. But the first free library opened in Petersburg in 1833. So that's pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Why are all libraries not free? This is the question that we should really be asking ourselves.
I think it's because we're capitalists.
Yes, that's true.
And we look at people and see money.
Even knowledge must be commodified.
Right. In 1934, wind speeds on Mount Washington reached 231 miles per hour. The second highest wind speed ever recorded.
Wow.
How did anything stay on top of that mountain?
How do you even measure that without blowing off into it?
Just,
you stick your hand out the window and you're like, it's taking my skin!
The ice is down. The snow feels like bullets. It's just like,
That's crazy. Man. 231 miles per hour. That's fast.
That is very fast. And then this was the factoid I think I heard about New Hampshire, because I don't know if you remember last time I said, I'm like, weren't they like the first state to sign the Constitution or something like that? New Hampshire was the first state to declare independence from England.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're okay. Like, we're not Maine.
We are definitely not West Maine. We are New Hampshire.
We're New Hampshire. Yeah. Famous people from New Hampshire include Franklin Pierce. I don't know who that is. Alan Shepard.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is. And Mandy Moore. I know who that is because I understood 90s pop music.
I know the name. I can't think of it.
She was
face.
A singer. Yeah. Yeah, she was in, was it A Walk to Remember? I think that's the name of the movie.
That's a movie. Okay. Yeah, I don't know it.
Yeah. She's been in a couple things. But yeah. So mostly moving Hallmark back to food. Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, Hallmarky stuff. But back to food. We go to Taste Atlas, where they talk about the four most popular New Hampshireite foods. You got Granite Beauty apples. Yeah. Which, you know, they make wine out of it. They have to.
Yeah.
I would assume. Granite Beauty is an American apple variety originating from where?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. The apples are round and large with slightly oblique ends. The skin is waxy or greasy to the touch. Oh, that sounds wonderful. And beneath it, the texture of the flesh is tender, juicy, and crisp. The flavor is a nice balance of sugar and acid with a distinctive spiciness that's often compared to cardamom and coriander. Granite Beauty apples ripen in late fall, and they're most commonly used in baking and as dessert apples. After a period of storage, their spicy flavor intensifies.
I don't like spicy when attributed to apples. I'm not a fan.
I know. Yeah, that I don't know what they mean by that exactly. Because, like, usually when you say, oh, like, spicier, it's like more cinnamon, sugar, you know, nutmeg, allspice. Like, it has that type.
I'm going to assume that it's, like, attributes to, like, the tartiness that you can get.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like my apples sweet and crisp.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Honey crisps.
Ooh, yep, that's a honey good crisp. Apple. Yeah, Granny Smith. Like me a good Granny Smith. Yeah.
But I don't know if I've ever even tried a Granite Beauty.
Yeah, I don't know either. That might be just the New Hampshire apple, and they're like, we're not going to call it Maine. Oh man.
Do they even have like are they rival states or are you just making this up?
I'm just making this up. They if they had a rival state, it would be Vermont because everybody mixed the two states up all the time. For some reason they want
to
pick
up to start something. That's
maybe.
We're not Maine.
Yeah. Yeah, in the words of Drew Gooden, I'm a little stinker, you know? I'm a little stinker. But number three here, it's a cheese called Landaff. I've never had it either, yeah. Modeled on Welsh Caerphilly cheese, Landaff is an American cheese hailing from New Hampshire. Well, yeah, it's American if it's in New Hampshire. The cheese
it's
is
a
made,
Welsh cheese hailing from New Hampshire.
Yeah, the cheese is made from raw cow's milk, and it's aged in cellars for 4 to 5 months. Underneath its natural gray rind, it's already appetizing. The texture is firm, creamy, and open.
What is
I don't know
that?
What that means. I don't know what open means in cheese.
It's inviting. It's like, right, me.
Yeah. I'm Landaff. Come on.
American.
I'm an American cheese modeled after the Welsh Caerphilly. They're like, shut up, Landaff. You're gray. Be quiet.
That is weird, though. Gray rind. That's
There's a lot of cheeses with white, gray, you know, whatever rinds. It's just a moldy whatever, you know. The aromas are intense and grassy, while the flavor is mild and slightly tangy, with a clean finish and notes of brown butter. It's recommended to serve it with smoked meat, berry jams, honey, or mustard, just like every other cheese.
Yeah.
The cheese also melts exceptionally well, so it's often used in cooking, especially in fondues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
Good fondue.
Yeah. And then number two here from Nashua, New Hampshire, Russian dressing. That's right. Russian dressing. And it went all the way to Nebraska to make the Reuben. Yeah. This flavorful salad dressing is based on mayonnaise and chili sauce or ketchup in its most basic variety, but there are a lot of other varieties with added minced pimento, green peppers, minced onion, chives, or chopped hard-boiled eggs. Aside from being used as a salad dressing, Russian dressing is also used as an ingredient in various dishes. Yes, it is. Despite its name, it doesn't have Russian origins, and it is a fully American invention.
Huh. Yeah. I would try it. That just seems weird to me. I'm like, mayonnaise and chili sauce or ketchup?
Yeah. It's kind of like, I wanted to say, a lot of people say, Thousand Island dressing is in the Big Mac sauce, right? But it's like, This is kind of Russian dressing with, whatever, And then number one... And this is a big one, and I ain't kidding, folks. Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders.
Right. Is from Manchester, New Hampshire. And they say Manchester, I believe Philadelphia, maybe. They point to that as well. Anyway, both are the New Hampshire favorites. Chicken tenders is a dish of breaded and fried strips of chicken. I think I'm not going to describe it. We all know what chicken tenders are.
Yeah. You know what those are.
Yeah. But yeah. Chicken tenders. That's crazy to me. Like, if somebody were to say, where do you think chicken tenders originate? I would say somewhere in the South. I would not think New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe the South got a hold of it, and they're like, you know what? Let's, like, rank this up to an 11.
Right. Let's make this better than...
This is our stuff now.
Yeah. Let's make it better than that one state that thinks it's Maine. But yeah, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
That's the foods of New Hampshire. A lot of these are very basic foods. I will be the first one to admit. And at first I thought about really poking fun at it, like, quite a bit. But then I realized, like, they are. They're one of the first original states that we had. And they're in the North. And so it's like... it's probably going to be fairly basic, right?
Well, like, it's only basic, like, to us, because we see it, like, we're seeing it from this, like, staple food kind of mindset of, these are, like, very American. Like, it's there. We got it.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But yeah, that is New Hampshire in a nutshell.
I want to go there during the summer.
Totally.
I feel like a summer trip to New Hampshire would be beautiful.
Yeah, Vermont and New Hampshire both stay at a B&B and go look at trees and do some bird watching. I'd like to live in Vermont. Vermont's,
I would love to live in Vermont.
I can say this with the utmost certainty. Vermont's pretty sick.
Pretty sick.
From one person to another, I think it's rather rad, don't you?
And it's not New Hampshire.
And it's not New Hampshire. And the New Hampshire's like, we're not Maine!
Well, yeah. The New Hampshires are listening to this episode and be like, where the fuck, why are you guys talking about Vermont? I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Yeah. I kind of want to live there. Like, it seems pretty nice. And, I would live there, and then I would go and take, like, a little summer vacation up to New Hampshire, get some chicken tenders, and
go to Mount Washington and fly off a mountain.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah. And go to the first free library. Yeah.
I mean, that is, like, that's a great contribution.
Right.
No joke.
Right. Yeah.
Libraries are really important, people. Like,
I ain't kidding,
man. A good library is like, that's like what a city is built from in this country.
Yeah.
And like, you gotta have it. You gotta have a good library. You gotta have a good school. And then, the jobs will come. Don't worry about the corporations. They'll flock to just those two. Not kidding. Make smart people. And people will show up and make jobs, so.
They show up with their jobby trees, and they just start making jobs.
Job trees, and they just grow jobs.
Yeah.
You gotta have smart people first, and so you do. We couldn't have smart people in this country without libraries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we will see everybody next time in the great state of Spinny Spin. Yep, we will be going. We will be going to United Foods of America, Colorado.
Oh,
yeah, the Rocky Mountain State.
Rocky Mountain State.
I think they have a different name for their state, but I just know it for the Rocky Mountains. You know, Denver. There's a Bronco.
They've got legal marijuana, legal shrooms in Denver. They're doing a lot with their police forces, and it seems to be working. So, seems like a pretty cool place.
Yeah, they have elk. They have quite a few.
They
elk.
Do.
Yeah, yeah. I've been to Colorado.
I've been
a couple times
in Colorado. Once or twice.
Yeah, and can't tell you what's going on in the rest of the state. I mainly know Denver areas and Steamboat Springs.
There's an airport there.
Yeah, there's a big place where planes go. That's kind of what I remember. But yeah, we will see everybody next time on United Foods of America in Colorado. Thank you, Joel, for joining me in New Hampshire. I'm sorry it wasn't Vermont.
It's okay.
I think
it's
we
close.
All
can, and like I do want to go there for vacation.
Right, it's adjacent.
Sometime.
Yeah. And remember, everyone, they're not Maine. Everybody have a good one.
Bye.
This episode of Culinary Convo was written, produced, edited, and created by yours truly, Devin Rehm, and is a part of Mouthful Productions. Please check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Culinary Convo, and our website, culinaryconvo.com, for recipes, episodes, resources, and send an email to culinaryconvopod@gmail.com with your fan suggestions or recipe submissions. You can also support the podcast by going to anchor.fm/culinaryconvo1/support so we can purchase cooking or audio equipment to help create a better podcast, or by using the funds to help further the exploration of Culinary Convo by ordering subscription boxes, food kits, or ordering food products to review. So shout out to our first supporter, Convonaut Dylan. Thank you. I also want to give audio credit to Soundtrap for our intro, transitions, and outro music. Thank you.